It is your destiny.
Oh, hello, Latimer. Flipping through the recipe book? Now, I thought I told you we were never going to have roast chicken ever again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. It must have slipped my mind.
Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2014 with Emma Newman.
Please don't hang that from me, Mom. Such dangerous artifacts should be destroyed.
It's just a bell, Latimer. I'll hang it from the antlers.
Ugh. Another one has its wings.
Smile! Did any post arrive today?
Yes, Mum, and I've taken the liberty of moving us forward to the 25th of December. There are two packages from Mr. Michael Underwood.
Two packages? Oh, there's a note. To my dear friend Emma and her stalwart butler, Latimer. I hope this package finds you well, and that the nervous town folk fearing the rise of a patchwork abomination of science have not troubled you since our last meeting. In my recent travels, I have come across several artifacts, which reminded me of my most delightful stay in the transdimensional tea there, and I wish to convey them unto you with my best regards and wishes for a very happy new year. All my best, Michael R. Underwood, Speculative Fictionero. How exciting! I can't wait to see what they are. You open yours first, Latimer.
I couldn't possibly, Mum.
No, I don't mind.
No, really, after you, Mum.
No, I insist, Latimer.
If you're sure, Mum.
Yes, please do, otherwise we'll be here all day, trapped in our own Britishness.
Very good, Mum. Ah, it's a manuscript of Bartitsu techniques, annotated by contemporary scholars.
Is that as rude as it sounds, Latimer?
Mum! It's a very refined martial art, practiced by gentlemen. Once again, Mr. Underwood displays his exceedingly fine taste.
How lovely. Now on to my present. Oh, it's almost a shame to tear this paper, Latimer. It's beautiful. I'm so very fond of maps from the Golden Age of Sail. Oh, well. Ah, it's a bag of Argentine yerba mate leaves. I've always wanted to try this kind of tea.
And he's thoughtfully given you a lethal weapon to fend off any troublesome interruptions while you drink.
No, Latimer, it's a bombilla. It only looks like a dagger.
I think you'll find it's the other way round.
It's such a shame Mike never got a chance to have his own song sung by the chickens. I have it on good authority that he would have chosen When I Am King by Great Big Sea. Quite appropriate considering how many books he's had published lately. I think the latest one is The Younger Gods. Is that right, Latimer?
Yes, Mum. I'm given to understand that there will be a forthcoming audiobook. Narrated by Luke Daniels. Would you like me to deal with him, Mum?
What do you mean? Why would I want you to deal with him? I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, so that you can narrate the book instead, Mum.
Oh, I see. No, Latimer, that's just not cricket.
Very good, Mum. One must always maintain plausible deniability.
I fancy a nice cup of yerba mate and some festive cheer. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 11th Advent episode of Tea and Jeopardy 2014. Visit the Advent calendar at www.teaandjeopardy.com, and if you'd like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup and support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.